I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It's the B Morning Coffee Club.
Hi. I wanted to kind of weigh in on the protests and the upset over the closures and reopening as a nurse.
Sure. Go ahead, ma'am.
So, first and foremost, my heart goes out to all the folks who are out of work. I can't even imagine what that's like. It is really, truly unfortunate. I am someone on the side of opening up the state for the financial reasons. My concern about refusing to wear a mask and wanting to open up things immediately, though, is I don't think folks are truly aware of how concerning this situation is. It's not like a flu. This is something we've never seen before. I'm telling you from where I work, the number of people that we're seeing all with the same condition at the same time, this is not normal. This is not something to not be afraid of. And I don't want to scare people, but I don't think people, since they can't see it, they don't know how serious it is.
Can you address a couple of things? First of all, a lot of the signs and the yelling were centered around our hospitals, saying that our hospitals aren't full, that in fact they're furloughing people and letting people go because so many hospital beds are empty. And I didn't understand that at all. Is that the case where you work?
I don't think that's the case. The empty beds are from elective surgeries. And even I didn't realize how full our hospital was because of elective surgeries. If we're not doing elective surgeries, and those are the ones that are scheduled, you come in from the outpatient world and you have your surgery done and then you go home. It's not like you're stuck in the hospital and then, oh, we have to do surgery to fix you. These are folks that know they need to have surgery, so they come to the hospital from the outside.
Right.
So the reason that we have so many open beds is because those surgeries have been canceled. And then the other thing, too, is that people are afraid to come to the hospital. So, yeah, our numbers are down. And the numbers of people who are having issues at home are up. People are afraid to come to us. So there are empty beds, but at least the people that I know that are furloughed, they're not nurses, they're not doctors, they're not respiratory therapists, they're not nurses aides. A lot of them are doing work that is kind of unseen and unspoken for. A lot of administrative associates, a lot of data collection folks, roles like that. So it's not essential.
Okay.
And I don't
All
want
right.
to say everybody's essential, but it's not nurses and doctors who are being furloughed.
So what's it going to take? Some
exactly.
sort of reality show, here's a 24/7 camera in a hospital for people to be able to see with their own eyes?
That's if the trouble with this country, not this country, but one of the things about healthcare in this country is we are so stuck on privatization and risk of, you know, like the privacy laws. You can't bring a camera into a hospital and show images without getting permission from every single one of the patients that you see. So that's why you don't see pictures and videos inside the hospital.
Right.
I don't think there's any staff member that would be willing to risk their job for that. And that's the thing. I don't even want to tell you my name or where I work because I don't want my own management to say you shouldn't be talking on the radio about this stuff.
No, I don't do that because we've been trying to get a nurse on the air with us for over a month and no hospital will let them talk. So I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing about the mask?
Sure.
I absolutely respect that people feel like their rights are being infringed by being told to wear a mask. And I really, can I just spin it the other way and say, one of the most patriotic things that you can do is care about your other, your fellow Americans. And when I see people who are refusing just because they think it's something that Governor Cuomo said, it breaks my heart and it scares me, because you don't know how dangerous this is, and you don't know what you're doing to your fellow humans. All it is a mask. You can't get carbon dioxide poisoning from wearing a mask. You can't hurt each other by wearing masks. You don't spread germs by wearing masks. You spread germs by not wearing masks. And I'm so frustrated by folks that are refusing this. It's not patriotic to not care about your fellow Americans. It's patriotic to care.
Wow.
I can,
well, I don't think anything more needs to be said about this. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you for taking care of us.
Likewise. Have a good day.
You too, hon.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.